wanted to get the big tree for the apple orchard, but Grandpa said it was a pear tree. Whoops.
An apple orchard sounds like a lot of fun, but did you know you can grow fruit too? Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures to help you grow your faith. You know, the Bible says that if you're a Christian, you will have fruit. Not apples, pears, or oranges, but fruits of the Spirit, like love, joy, or patience. When we follow Jesus, these are the kind of fruits we can grow. The best way to allow these traits to grow in us is to stay connected to Jesus. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, "If you stay joined to me, you will produce plenty of fruit." And now our story today is called The Good Fruit Tree, Part 1. "Hop in, Timmy," Grandfather opened the truck door. "Time to select our new apple tree." Timmy climbed in and fastened his seatbelt. When they got to the nursery, they walked between rows of young trees. "How about this tree, Grandfather?" Timmy stood on his tiptoes and stretched his fingertips to the top. "Nice and tall. It looks perfect." "Nope. Keep looking." Grandfather walked further down the row, then stopped to check a plastic tag. "I'll take this one," he said to the owner of the nursery. "Why, Grandfather? It's scrawny." "I'm looking for a pink lady apple tree, and that's what this is. It says right here on the label, pink lady apple." "But this one is larger. Won't it grow faster?" Timmy pointed to the tree near him. "Check the tag, Timmy." Grandfather walked over and smoothed the label. "Bartlett pear. The leaves look similar, but this tree produces pears. Would you rather eat an apple or a pear?" "An apple. And Grams makes yummy pies with them, too." Grandfather and Timmy walked back to the apple tree. "Would you expect pears to grow on this apple tree?" Grandfather asked. Timmy laughed. "No way!" Yet Christians sometimes think people who don't know Jesus should act like they know him, like expecting apples to grow on a pear tree. But the truth is only God can produce what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. The fruit that grows in Christians' lives show others they belong to Jesus. "Kind of like how we'd know whether this is an apple tree or a pear tree by its fruit?" Timmy asked. Grandfather nodded. "When a person puts their trust in Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit begins to grow, just like this tree will grow when we plant it in our orchard and soon have apples. Then others will recognize it as an apple tree by its delicious pink lady apples." "Yum!" Timmy smiled. "I can't wait!" Grandfather chuckled. "Let's pay for this tree and get it into the back of the truck. We'll have plenty of time to get it planted in the orchard before Graham calls us to lunch." So how about you? Do you know that Christians bear good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, and peace are some of the qualities that grow in the lives of those who trust in Jesus. If you know Jesus, he's growing fruit in your life too, so others can see that you belong to him. Trust him to help you grow and thank him for all he's doing in your life. Our key verse today is Luke 6:43.
"For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit."
And here's our key thought: Christians bear good fruit. 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus, but now you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids story, and every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know Jesus. To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.